President Bush's education budget includes a nearly 6% increase in funding for school programs, and it gives states a lot more flexibility in how to use the money. At the same time, the administration says it's reluctant to spend more on what it calls failed federal education programs. NPR's Claudia Sanchez reports.
Before unveiling the details of the Bush administration's education budget, U.S. Education Secretary Rod Paige had some harsh words for the agency he now heads. Paige said the Education Department had little to show for all the money it spent during the 1990s.
Despite more than a decade rapidly increasing federal spending on elementary and secondary education, student performance has not improved. Simply spending more money in the same way is not the answer. We need to do things differently.
Here's how, Paige said. Instead of funding dozens of different programs, the Education Department will create a few block grant programs with fewer federal strings attached. All teacher training programs, for example, will be folded into a single $2.6 billion block grant. 9 technology programs will become a single program, and all special education funds will be put into a single pot of money, totaling $7.3 billion, the largest it's ever been, but still short of what the original legislation intended. New programs, like the president's $900 million reading initiative, will consolidate all literacy programs. Their focus will be on preschool to third grade. There's $320 million to help states develop math and reading tests, grades 3 to 8. States would be free to use their own tests, but the Education Department would monitor the results and, if necessary, cut off federal aid to low-performing schools. Funding for character education, school safety, and charter schools would get big boosts. So do Pell Grants for needy college students. They'll go up to $3,850, the highest ever. And as an incentive, the federal government will forgive thousands of dollars in loans if a student decides to become a math or science teacher. Parents who set aside money for college or private school tuition, meanwhile, will get a big tax break. Families would be allowed to write off as much as $5,000 for education-related expenses, kindergarten through college. Under the existing tax code, families can write off only $500 for college. Behind all these numbers, Paige said, there is a message.
It's time to stop funding failure and start building a culture of accountability and achievement in our education system. And the president's 2002 budget represents a solid down payment on carrying out that plan.
House Democrats call the president's education budget anemic and profoundly disappointing. They're particularly upset with Mr. Bush's funding for the Title I program, the federal government's oldest and biggest program for low-income children. The president is asking for a $459 million increase, boosting the total to $9.1 billion. Some Democrats think the program should get at least double that amount. In the Senate, Democrats appear more receptive. They've endorsed yearly testing. They've approved the president's controversial proposal to cut off federal aid to poor-performing schools. And although they've rejected Mr. Bush's original plan to give parents a voucher to help pay tuition at private or religious schools, Democrats have agreed to allow parents to use federal funds to pay for after-school or weekend tutoring. Administration officials say their negotiations with Congress are ongoing and everything is on the table. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.